The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then you will stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company and taught in your streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast outside. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some who are first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, oh God, have to say a prayer that this thing will work. But it is now at the moment, so that's fine. I think any priest, you know, sometimes, or some priests give a lot of time, but for somebody like myself, maybe I should give more time. You look at the readings for the following Sunday, and you just can't make head nor tail of them. It's a bit like that this morning, and you're trying to find a word, or and I suppose I might sum it up as saying that Christ gives us a bit of a jolt. It reminds me, there's a man sitting in the doctor's office waiting to see the doctor, and as he's sitting there, a nun comes out, having seen the doctor, and she looks totally distressed and pale and in a terrible state. And he's wondering what the doctor told her. And when he goes in to see the doctor himself, he says to him, "What did you tell that poor nun? She's gone away in a terrible state." "Oh," the doctor said, "I told her she was pregnant." "And is she?" "Oh, no, no, of course not, no. But as sure as hell cured her hiccups." Well, I tell you, we've all got a few hiccups that need curing. So I listened intently to the readings, and I picked out the responsorial psalm, for example, go out to the whole world, tell the good news. And there seems to be a contradiction between the response to the psalm, go out to the whole world, tell the good news, and then you come to the gospel, and it's all about how few will be saved. So you might wonder, what good news is there in that? Well, Jesus never liked being asked, I was almost going to say stupid questions like that. How many will be saved? What difference? It's none of our business how many will be saved. Try and save ourselves. That's the important thing, isn't it? Try and save ourselves. And it seems, again in the Gospel this morning, that it's more Jesus in what he says is being more exclusive than inclusive, which is not the way Jesus normally behaves. And there's no real thread going through the Gospel for the simple reason that in the Gospel this morning, Luke borrowed what is in the Gospel from the other Gospels. You know, you find them in various parts of them, and he put them together, and they don't make a lot of sense. But on the other hand, they do. So Jesus said, be careful, not everybody will be saved. Make sure you go through the narrow gate or the narrow door. Well, Jesus lived in the Holy Land and was familiar with Jerusalem. And those of you who have been to Jerusalem know that you enter into the old city through different gates. There's the Jaffa Gate, there's the Damascus Gate, and there's a gate called the Eye of the Needle. The Eye of the Needle. And that's a very interesting gate because Jesus uses that in one of his talks and says to people around him, it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven. And it's a beautiful meaning. In a sense, imagine a camel is coming up to Jerusalem, and they're coming, I think you come from the south if you're going through the eye, that particular gate, the Eye of the Needle. And I've been through that gate many times myself, and you got to kind of go bend down in order to go through the gate. And so a camel would be coming up loaded with possessions, and a person who owns the camel and was arriving in Jerusalem would have to dispossess the camel of all the possessions, otherwise totally unload the camel, leave all the possessions one side before he could enter through the gate. You see how much sense that makes. And so that brings it back to the Gospel this morning. Try and enter through the narrow gate, the narrow door. What is then the narrow door for me and for you? Well, first and foremost, we got to realize what we're talking about when we talk about heaven and about hell. And Pope John Paul II, and now St. John Paul II, in 1999, said, when are Catholics going to realize that heaven and hell are not geographical places, but states of consciousness? Now that's very, very important to realize. Heaven and hell are not geographical places, but states of consciousness. So, if you apply that, I'm not looking at anybody in particular. Heaven and hell begins here. And perhaps some of you here this morning are in hell. Now you might say, what the hell am I doing here if I'm in hell? Well, put it, well, it's a good question, but you can. Go back to the line in the Gospel where Jesus says, he uses a little phrase, they're knocking on the door, and the answer is getting, I don't know you. I don't know where you have come from. I don't know you. How do we put that into every ordinary, everyday language? I don't know you. Well, there are. You can come to Mass every Sunday, but if you are out there during the week and you're living with a lack of forgiveness in your life, you're an angry person, you're always causing trouble, you're always starting fights, you go out there, you leave the parking lot here, you go out in your car, and the minute you enter Fremont Avenue, you become an angry person with everybody about you. Am I talking rubbish or am I talking facts? And many of us are like that, and I think I have to point a finger here too, because I've noticed myself lately, as I get older, I'm getting more impatient. Do you find that? Huh? I wonder why. I wasn't near as impatient when I was, and I'm slowing down, and yet I'm getting impatient with people who aren't going faster. So it doesn't make sense. But I am. I find I'm becoming more patient. But then I try to be some way courteous on the road. And then, I listen, I look at the news and television. I read the newspaper to try and keep myself informed. And it's nothing but people fighting, bitterness, people who are not welcome, condemning people of color or creed or where they came from, or we don't want those kind of people in our country. And the lies we listen to every day. And you and I are being affected by that kind of culture, whether you realize it or not. And if you are totally, I don't think as a Catholic, now I put my head on the line here, and you can shout at me or shoot me or whatever you want, but I don't think you can be totally devoted to a particular party and be a Catholic. You got to be open. There's good and bad in the Republicans, good and bad in the Democrats. There's good and bad in every one of you here this morning. There's good and bad in me. And I got to recognize the bad in me as well as the good in me. And when I recognize the bad in me, and my shadow side, because we all have a shadow side, and I'm prepared to stand before the Lord and say, this is me, Lord. I'm never going to be perfect, but I know you love me as I am. When we can do that, then we're in heaven. Because heaven is to do with freedom. But if you're living in fear and you're living a kind of a nightmarish life, and every time the stock market goes down, you go down too, mentally, and you're depressed and so on, you are in hell. And hell is not hereafter, it's here and now. St. Catherine of Siena said, it's heaven all the ways to heaven, and it's hell all the ways to hell. That is so, so true. And come right back to the responsorial psalm. Go out to the whole world and spread the good news. This is the beginning of a new week. Mass does not end when you leave church this morning. What's the last words the priest say to you? And probably most of you, a lot of people have left, so they don't hear them. But what's the last words the priest says to you? Go now in peace. What? To love and serve the Lord, or to live to show the gospel by the way you live. And if you live where you ignore the homeless and you ignore people because they don't have as much money as you, or they're not in the same category as you, or they're not in your group, you are in hell. You're not living the way Jesus wants you to live. There was an old Irish priest who used to love preaching fire and brimstone every Sunday. And one particular Sunday, he said to everybody, "Stand up, all those who want to go to heaven." So naturally, everybody stands up. Now he said, "Remain standing, all those who want to go to hell." And there's one old guy down the back called Murphy. "Remain standing." And he says, "Murphy, do you want to go to hell?" "No, Father, but I'd hate to see you there all by yourself." There you go. Right. Yeah.